Petersfield's Shine Radio. Celebrate new music from artists in and around the Petersphere. The local showcase from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A very good evening to you. This is Mandy P on your local showcase for a Thursday evening. How are you? Hope we find you well. Hey, great news for the music industry this week, isn't it? Hopefully the festivals will be coming back, fingers and everything else crossed. So on the show this evening, we're going to be chatting to Jack Evans, who is lead singer of Portsmouth band Colour of the Jungle. We are also going to be having a little chinwag with Jimbo Loverug, who is Southampton-based musician, and his band Swinging Conkers, see what they've been up to. And we are also going to be talking to Alton-based Callum Gardner and find out all about him and talk about his upcoming album. Loads more great stuff coming up on the show. We're going to kick it off with Simpleton Tunesmith. Enjoy this one.
We'll be right back.
So you're listening to Mandy P on Petersfield Shine Radio, and this is the local showcase. I'd like to welcome this evening my guest from the South Coast answer to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Colour of the Jungle's Jack Evans. Welcome, Jack.
Hello, Mandy. Thank you very much for the introduction. That was a good one. Enjoyed that.
You're welcome, because that's who you always remind me of, is the Red Hot Chili Peppers when I've seen you play live.
And I love that, because they're one of my favourites, as you can probably hear through the music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, since I last saw you, which was probably over a year ago, I think, when I last saw you perform, we've had great news. You've become a daddy.
Yes, I have. Yes, it's been a...
Oh, congratulations. So you had a little baby girl?
Yeah, Margot Maya George Evans.
Oh, how lovely. How is she? Are you all okay?
Yeah, she's a little healthy girl running about the place now.
Is she?
Finding her feet. Yeah, it's incredible.
Has she started to walk yet then?
She's very close, so she just pulls herself up on everything. She needs something to stabilise herself, but as soon as she finds the chairs in the dining room quite amusing, she grabs one of them and she'll just go all around the house with that chair holding up for it.
So you're going to have to be moving everything up a level so that she don't bump her head all the time.
Yeah, good fun.
Oh, that's lovely news. And how's the band? Are you all okay?
Yeah, everyone's fine. We still keep in contact with each other as much as we can. Obviously, there's not been a lot of practicing or anything going on, really.
We've done any sort of recording at all?
We can. Well, so we've actually got 8 songs recorded.
Oh, brilliant.
This has been... Yeah, it's been really good, to be fair. But we did start them quite a while ago. And then every chance we get in between lockdowns and when the restrictions get a little bit relaxed, we try and get in the studio. But even then, it's sometimes 2 people at a time, like, just to keep it all to the social distancing that the recording studios require, which is obviously understandable. So it's been hard to do like what we'd normally do. And the buzz goes a little bit because you're not all in the same room.
You can't all jam together. Yeah, exactly. It's not quite the same.
Yeah.
But at least you're still going. That's good. And you've got new stuff coming out then, have you?
Yeah, we've managed to squeeze, like I said, 8 songs in over about a year and a half period, I'd say. Mm. And they're in the studio now being mixed and mastered. So they're all finished from our end because we've managed to get, like I said, a couple of people in the studio at once during restrictions when they were relaxed. But... yeah, that's it really, but that's the 8 tracks. To be honest, we thought it was going to be ready mid-January, and now it's in February, and it's not done. We're a little bit like, we're probably getting on his case a little bit too much. We go to WRS Studios for him to mix and master it, and he's fantastic.
Where's
hear
that?
It from the new songs. It's in Southsea. It's, it's Delamere Road.
Oh, I know, not far from me.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's been doing stuff with our songs that is just a little bit different to what we're used to. Zach Naylor, his name is. He normally works with hip-hop artists. So his spin on our music is a little bit different to what we're used to. And he's not scared about being creative, which is really good. So
brilliant.
Every time he sends us back a track, we're a little bit mind-blown with how good it is, to be fair.
He's done with it.
Yeah.
How do you go about writing the songs? Do you write together, or is it one particular person? Or
So as it goes, I usually write the tracks. So I'll write it on acoustic guitar, and I'll come up with the chorus and the verses. We normally have quite a standard structure pattern from my side of things when I write a song. It's normally verse chorus. That's what I try and aim for in a song. And then when we go to the studio, the boys get their input. And Costello might change a word or two that will sound better from my lyrics.
That's Joe Costello, the guitarist, isn't it?
Joe Costello, yeah. He might add a couple of words in, change a little bit of lyrics up so they fit better. And Brendan will put a mad guitar solo in there, and John will make the song sound completely different with a bass line.
Should we give them all a little shout out? So we've got Joe Costello on guitar, Brendan McVeigh is lead guitar, John Harris is bass, and Dan Pfeiffer drums, and you're the lead singer, Jack Evans.
That's right, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So,
hi, guys.
Hopefully they tune into this. Hey, I'll make sure they do. But shout out to them. Obviously, I miss them quite a lot. We used to spend every week together, like in the studio. And now I I hardly see any of them. So it's quite crazy, as everyone's going through the same thing, I suppose.
Exactly, but. Yeah.
But yeah, that's how the songwriting's wrapped up. It's normally me on acoustic, writing the bare bones of it, and then it takes shape when it gets into the studio.
Where do you get your ideas from? Is it just something that pops into your head, or do you think about it for ages, or how's it go?
It's hard one, that, because all the songs I write at the time mean something, and they might mean something that I currently can't remember. it's an emotion at the time, but obviously I could be doing something in my life where I'm a little bit stressed with this, or I'm a little bit happy about that.
So yeah,
the influences come from that, as well as other music and books and stuff like that. So
yeah.
And then as soon as I wrote it, that's sort of like that emotion squashed for me, and then I move on, and then it's only until about a year or two afterwards when I listen back to him, I'm like, oh yeah, I can.
Oh, that's what that was about.
Yeah, either that's what that was about, or I can relate to it now again. You know, it's a good feeling. But
yeah, do you sing to your daughter?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Oh.
I've got a little junior percussion set. It's actually 3 years to 6 years, but she plays it. So.
Does she? I'll tell you what, it's a great way to get her into it, because my daughter's a musician, I don't know if you know, but she started like that. Her dad's sitting propping her up as a tiny baby, playing the guitar in front of her, and as soon as she could hold a guitar, she was playing it.
Yeah, I've got a little ukulele. It's, it's one that I made, actually, from like a little box set that you can make.
Did
it
you?
From scratch.
Aww.
And she plays that. Well, she has a go at playing it. She more just
how cute.
Turns the keys into the guitar string snap, but
she'll be singing to you before long.
Yeah. We'll have a little chat going.
So we're going to play one of your tracks. Would you like to introduce it to us, for us?
Yeah. So me and Mandy thought it'd be good to play Rumble Strip, which is one of the band's favourite songs, actually. We really like playing it. And it's even in the studio, if we haven't played in a while, when we play Rumble Strip, it gets everyone in the zone. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah, this song's called Rumble Strip. We'll be right back.
Portsmouth band Colour of the Jungle there and their track Rumble Strip, which you can find on YouTube under Rumble Strip, and they are on Facebook, Colour of the Jungle. And before that, we had Simpleton Tune Smith from Alton. Hi to Simon Hart. And Simon Hart actually very kindly not only sent in that track to Shine Radio, he also introduced us to Callum Gardner, who we're going to be speaking to a bit later on in the show. So thanks very much, Simon. Great to hear from you. Now, if you want to get involved with the local showcase, send us in a track in a WAV file, WAV, and also a short biog about yourself to team@petersfieldradio.uk. Put in the subject local showcase and we could get you on the show. Up next, we've got Paul Groovy and the Pop Art Experience.
You're gonna wake up one morning as the sun greets the dawn. You're gonna wake up one morning as the sun greets the dawn. You're gonna look right inside your mind, girl, and find that I've gone. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You're gonna miss me, honey. You're gonna miss me, child.
Mandy P on Petersfield Shine Radio and the local showcase. I'd like to welcome to the show this evening No other than Mr. Jimbo Loverug from Southampton. How are you doing, Jim?
Hello, Mandy P. I'm very well. It's lovely to speak to you.
And you. It's been a little while, hasn't it? So what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been trying to turn lockdown into an advantage.
Yes, good.
Yeah, well, where everything's sort of... obviously, you can't go down the pub or anything exciting like that. So,
no.
I thought I'd use the time constructively and try and make myself a better person.
Ooh, how do you do that then?
Oh, no, it's tough. I had to start from the ground up. I've spent an awful lot of time in the studio recently. Well, basically, sort of, I guess from autumn onwards, I'll be perfectly honest, I was drinking too much and I thought I can't. It was very naughty. I was a very naughty boy.
I can't
boy,
believe so, that. Who does that in lockdown?
Well, it's apparently alcohol consumption has gone up across the country, hasn't it?
And
it's hard to believe. I'll tell you what did it. It was my favourite pair of jeans were getting so tight. And
no.
I thought, this is no good. So I've...
Forget the jeans, love. It's a caftan these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. So, I thought, well, this is it. I'm going to have to do something constructive with my time. Now, for decades now, I've been getting up in the middle of the night with ideas for songs. I get tunes in my head. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I record them. And then I go back to bed. And then I listen to them the next day and I think, oh, there's a song there. I could turn that into a song. So,
you don't wake up and think that's terrible then.
Oh, it does happen sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I wake up with some. I listen to what I did at 2 a.m. and I think, "What was I thinking? I was having a mad moment." You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway,
totally
relate. I thought, well,
I do the same with yes, ideas, not songs.
Well, I think you do your best thinking when your brain's in sort of subconscious mode. I think that's when all the crazy ideas come to you. And I do get some pretty weird ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, so basically I just spent the time, my free time, just turning these ideas into an album, which was released beginning of this year, in January.
As in 2021. That's the year we're in, I think, is it?
Yes, indeed. And, so I called the album Everything's Great, Next Stupid Question, because it sort of sums up the sentiment of the nation at the moment, because obviously everyone's a bit fed up. But I tried to make the album, it's a sort of a dark comedy sort of theme to it, really. There's some sensible stuff on it, but it's not... obviously not all sensible, and there's a couple of very, very silly songs on there indeed.
That's not like
anyway,
you.
it's part of my split personality as well, I suppose. But I just put them all together in an album and just released it, and I'm just spending my time now doing what I can to promote it, and which isn't
fantastic.
Easy, obviously, because you've got to do it in the digital world. Because there's obviously... unless I go busking it, which isn't really an option.
Can't get out there and play, can we, at the moment? So
it's been... I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that the venues survive until everything gets back to normal, and because obviously it's all touch and go. So many people have been forced onto... digital profiles online.
That's right. Lots of gigs online and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, and because that's the only option, isn't it? And very tough on people. I mean, especially if that's their only source of income. I don't know how they get by.
I know.
It's really hard for them.
You know, and as an audience, we're all really missing live music. Now, can I ask you a question, please?
Please do.
Because, you know, we go back a little way and we have a mutual friend, don't we? And he's called Zippy. How is Zippy?
He's sat right next to me. Let me. Yes, Zippy, would you like to say hello to Mandy? You're not shy, are you?
Oh, it's not Mandy P.
Hello, Zippy. How are you doing?
Mandy. Oh, Mandy. Oh, I love you, Mandy. I love your show.
I love you too. And do you remember, Zippy, back in the day, as they say, you made a little jingle with me, didn't you?
Oh, yes. It was beautiful music we made together, yes. It was the highlight of my life,
oh,
Mandy.
Mine too. We're going to have to do that again someday, aren't we?
Yes, please. Zippy, put the phone down.
Thanks, Zippy. Oh, it's lovely to hear from you. He's in good spirits then, is he?
He is, yes, indeed. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's another thing I have been up to, actually. And but before I was recording the album, I did actually record a few songs with Zippy, which are actually on YouTube. And if you put in Zippy's cleverest hits into YouTube, then you can hear some of his about 15 minutes of his top tracks. And
oh wow, I can't wait! So don't forget, yes, everyone, you can listen to that. Zippy's cleverest hits on YouTube.
Yes.
What's not to like? So your album is Everything's Great, Next Question.
Yes.
And
well, next stupid question.
We're going to play an album. We're going to play a track from that, aren't we now?
Right.
And we're going to play, I think, what everyone can relate to, Brain Fog.
Written from personal experience.
I've definitely got that. I don't know about you. Would you like to introduce it for us, please, Mr. Jimbo Love Rug?
Oh, it'd be a pleasure, Mandy P. Let me just say that Brain Fog is obviously something that we're all suffering a bit with at the moment. It was actually inspired by one particular bloke that I won't name, because I love the guy, but he's one of these sort of people who uses an awful lot of words without actually saying anything.
And so
he was the chap who inspired me. I was listening to one of his videos, and I thought, actually, this would be a really funny song where everyone's got brain fog, including this guy. So yes, that's the story behind Brain Fog, and it's hopefully it's something that will give you a bit of a giggle.
And your video's where? I've seen the video, but is it on YouTube?
Yes, there is a video for it on YouTube. Yes, if you just put Brain Fog into YouTube, and yes, you will see a video of a silly man having a very silly conversation in a disco toilet.
Okay, can you introduce it? Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it's been really nice to speak to you, Mandy.
And you.
Thank you so much for.
Don't be a stranger, will you? Keep on keeping on.
Definitely not. Well, and when things get back to normal, hopefully we can have a top deck.
Indeed. A shandy bass.
Yes. Yeah. Well, steady on. all the best. Do you want to say goodbye to Mandy, Zippy?
Don't be a stranger, Mandy.
Bye, Zippy.
Goodbye,
Zippy.
Goodbye.
Love you, Zippy.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So you're going to introduce this song or what?
What?
Jimbo.
Hello, yes.
Are you going to introduce your song?
Yeah, I just did, didn't I?
Oh, no!
You want me to... Oh, okay, sorry.
No, you didn't.
Okay. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Jim from the Swinging Conkers, and this is the song called Brain Fog. It's a song for our times, our current times.
So, a penny for your thoughts.
Well, it's kind of like, you know what I mean, sort of thing. It's kind of like... What's his face? I don't know, whatever kind of thing, you know.
Do what, I don't get
it, terrible. It's sort of like, well, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, yeah? Like, kind of like a what's it thing, I'm gonna wanna done it, innit?
Do what, I don't get it, terrible.
I think something, nothing, anything, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I think something, nothing, anything.
but yeah, but no, 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 but.
So chatting there to Jimbo Loverock from the Swinging Conkers from Southampton and their latest track, Brain Fog. It's very funny. And, of course, don't forget the album is called Everything's Great, Next Stupid Question. You can find out all about him. Just go to Facebook and he is under Jimbo Loverock. And before that, we had Portsmouth Band, Paul Groovy and the Pop Art Experience. So you're listening to Mandy P on the Local Showcase. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm having a lovely time. So obviously before these chats, then we've got the announcement that hopefully live music may be coming back this summer. So fingers crossed for all of that, because we just can't wait. And the musicians certainly can't wait to perform somewhere outdoors to entertain us all. Wouldn't that be fantastic? So up next, we have three-piece bluegrass band from Portsmouth. They are Wood, Wire and Words. They are a husband and wife duo, and plus their father-in-law. Hi guys, David and Claire Rosell and Pat, hello. So this is, I actually saw them perform in another studio a couple of years ago in Portsmouth, and this song just made me laugh. It just reminds me of my cat. Hello, my pussycat. It's called There's No Food in My Bowl. Enjoy this one.
Came home early this morning from a night on the tiles. My human was snoring, it's so dull and boring. He wearies my wiles. But I bought him a rat, big, juicy and fat. Breakfast in bed, his meal not quite dead, like a really cool cat. I head to my bowl to see what he's left me, but I find to my horror there is nothing to see. There's no food in my bowl. I mean, dude, there's no food in my bowl. I head to the bedroom to find out the cause, but there is just screaming. His breakfast is fleeing, tangled up in his drawers. Ungrateful old human, I caught that for you. But there's more pressing matters, my world is in tatters, let me explain it to you. See, I went to my bowl to see what you'd left me, but I found to my horror there was nothing to see. There's no food in my bowl, and you got no soul. Come on, dude, there's no food in my bowl. Thank you. asked. And I know that there's treats in the drawer that you keep, and they wouldn't last. And I quite like your duvet and the fuss you make too. And I do like the treats and the toys that you keep, and you clean up my poo. But go to my bowl, there's a problem you'll see. I've found to my horror, there is nothing to eat. There's no food in my bowl, and you got no soul. I mean, dude, there's no food in my bowl. There's no food in my bowl, and you got no soul. Come on, dude, there's no food in my bowl, in my.
So you're listening to Mandy P on Petersfield Shine Radio. Welcome to the local showcase. I'd like to welcome to the show this evening the wonderful singer-songwriter from Alton. It's Callum Gardner. Hi, Callum.
Hey, Mandy.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Great. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's great to have you along. Been loving listening to your music. You were actually introduced to me by Simon Hart, who's from the other also band from Alton, Simpleton's Tunesmith.
Absolutely, yeah. Love Simon and his music. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. He said, oh, I don't know if you fancy having a listen to this. And I thought, oh, yes, don't mind if I do. So tell us all about yourself. You've been playing music for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So I started playing bass when I was 12 years old, and then started learning drums and guitar, started writing songs and singing.
Oh, wow.
And
bit of an all-rounder.
Yeah, the whole shebang. And, yeah, I've been gigging full-time for about 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
As a solo artist. Yeah,
fantastic.
Really enjoying it.
Yeah. And you studied music locally, didn't you?
Yeah, so I studied at Guildford Academy of Contemporary Music in 2012.
Yeah.
And then I moved to London and studied at the London Centre of Contemporary Music in 2013.
Yes, yeah.
I studied a degree there, yeah. And now I'm back in Guildford.
You're back in Guildford, and it's all going on. How have you been finding the lockdown situation?
Yeah, it's been tough. Live music, that's what I do. That's where all of my income comes from. That's what I do week to week.
That's your full-time job, is it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I play a mix of covers and originals in restaurants, pubs, bars, hotels and venues. Yeah, so it's been really different for me. I'm sure it's for everyone, really.
Yes,
yeah, it's been tough. But focusing on other things.
So what have you been doing then instead?
So I've been really focusing on studio work, getting the songs recorded, trying to get a release together for this year. So I spent the whole of lockdown recording my debut album, 12
Ooh.
Songs.
Tell us all about that. What's that called?
It's a self-titled album, so it's just Callum Gardner.
Good one, yep.
And it's 12 songs that I've written over the past 7 years or so. And it's full arrangements, guitars, bass, percussion, loads of vocals. Real mix of different genres, and just really happy to get the songs out there so people can hear more of my music.
So how would you describe your sound? What kind of music do you play?
I'd describe it as blues, soul, jazz, but it's acoustic. It's in that singer-songwriter spectrum. So I like to go with alternative singer-songwriter. It's quite a broad spectrum. It's hard to put a label on things. My influences stretch right the way from Stevie Wonder to B.B. King, Bob Marley, a range of genres. So I try and involve all of it, really, in different parts of my music.
I must say, when I first heard the track that we're going to play in a little while, it just reminded me of a kind of smoky little jazz club in Soho or something like that.
Brilliant.
Absolutely
great.
Love it. Yeah, it's really, really nice sound. So so tell us what else you've been up to. Have you been doing some online online gigs at all?
I did one live performance, but other than that, to be honest, I've just been working thoroughly on this album. I self-produced it, so it's taken up a lot of my time. And
I saw something about Homemade Life. Was that to raise funds towards your album?
Yeah. I did that in the summer, actually, that one, I think. Or maybe all this time's a bit of a blur, isn't it?
It is, yeah, totally. I have to change my calendar every day to know what day it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I performed a few songs from the album on that, and people were able to view it online for a certain amount of time, but that's not actually currently available anymore. But I'm looking at.
But they were donating towards your album, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I managed to get some support from Aston Microphones, a UK microphone company, and so I used their products to record the whole of the album, and really nice set of microphones, and I used Cassidy Guitars, who endorsed me.
What they called? What microphones?
Aston Microphones.
Aston Microphones, hello, and the other one?
Cassidy Guitars.
Okay, so there you go. And also a big hello to Simon Hart for introducing you to us as well.
Absolutely. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Simon. So what else? So the track we're going to play, it's a bit of a collaboration you had. Let's give the band a shout out. Is it Hugh Wheatley
on electric guitar.
Hugh Wheatley?
Yeah, hi, Hugh. Hope he's doing good.
Hello, Hugh. Arlen Millwood. On drums?
Yeah, on drums.
Hi, Arlen. And hey, Simone Arlen. Silverstone, is it? Silvestroni. Sorry,
yeah,
Simone.
That's it.
On
Italian,
bass.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you on lead vocals. So we're going to play that track for you now. Would you like to introduce it for us, Callum?
Yeah, sure. So this is a song that I released last year. It was written a couple of years ago, actually. And it's all about being apart from the people you love. And it's called Without You.
Somehow the skies rise, sun tries to look round without you. Time fizzles out, rain drizzles down without you. Somehow the uptight morning learned to be without you. Vines rustle, cities hustling still, but like the night without the moon. I want your cotton set with me for a while. Rest in bed, catch up in your head and save your smile. I want you to come and step with me. Ooh, ah. Get the tuba, ooh, sharing our breath, ooh, and rain spile. 7 days feels like an ancient lesson whistling your tune. The notes won't rest upon a stay while I'm graving it on my own. Like sleeping till the weekend when I'm left alone. Staring deep into your eyes, who's become all I know. I want you to come and sit with me for a while. Rest in bed, catch up in your head and stare at your smile. Won't you come and step with me? Ooh, ah. Get the door that loose, you run home for a ooh and friends pile. What, ooh, I got to do to stop messing you? fell off of my feet. I can't compete with this brew. Now all the games I play, I try to lose. 'Cause I'm fooling you all. And now I'm good. Won't you come and sit with me for a while? Rest in bed, can't sleep in your head and say your smile. Somehow the skies rise, sun dries the ground without you, without you.
The wonderful sound of Callum Gardner and his track Without You. You can find out all about Callum on his website, which is CallumGardnerOfficial.com, and Gardner is G-A-R-D-N-E-R, so that's CallumGardnerOfficial.com. And thank you so much for joining me on the show. And before that we had Woodwire and Words from Portsmouth folk, bluegrass and Americana band, and they've been doing online events on Facebook over the lockdown, so check out their Facebook page Woodwire and Words and see what's up with them. So that's great, and it's been fantastic to have your company this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget, if you want to get involved, send us an email, team@petersfieldradio.uk. Send us a WAV file of your track. Tell us a bit about yourselves. And we would love to get you on the local showcase. Of course we would. And thank you so much to all my guests this evening. So we had Jack Evans from Colour of the Jungle. We had Jimbo Loverug from Swinging Conkers. And of course, Callum Gardner. Thanks very much for joining me. I will see you next week. Don't forget, you can listen again to this show on Monday night, 7 till 8. And of course, head to our website and you can listen again whenever you fancy. Just click on Local Showcase. I've been Mandy P. I will see you next week.
We need to have a plan.
Stay at home and make it shine.
You got it.
Great lockdown listening from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
It's about staying as local as we can and helping as many people in the community as we can.
Joff continues his bromance with John Walker from the Petersfield Post.
Yeah. You do look lovely.
Very much, John.
You're the only person I see every week.
Motivation is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Hello, my name is Matthew. I'm from Class 1G at Church's College, and this is a song I spent hours listening to in lockdown.
I was walking past College Street and saw the phone box. So I had an idea that I'd start a little bookshop. It's really just come in and help yourself.
We've got lovely Lucy with us and Harrison, who's playing with some knobs.
The real pleasure is in the bass.
Bassline!
Stupendously crunchy.
I'm feeling quite patient about the whole thing.
Stay at home and make it shine.
Slightly intimidated by being told so precisely what to do.
Great lockdown listening from Petersfield's Shine Radio.